Hi everybody, this is Lizzie from the HM stage. Hear the voice of God and obey His leading. Do not keep silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Well, welcome to the program. We have a special guest on the phone with us today, and many of you are already familiar with Jason DeZurik. He's the host of Worldview Warriors, which plays on New Life Praise at about 5:35 Monday through Friday. I encourage you to tune in to that great program, a little feature that we air on New Life Praise. Well, we've got him on the phone today, and I wanted to talk to him because growing up, folks, I'm 33 years old. If folks who are 33 years old, maybe younger, maybe some of you older folks out there as well are familiar with Bill Nye, the science guy. You grew up with him on TV. Remember watching his program? That was just a fantastic program for kids. Had a lot of respect for him growing up as a kid. But today, just making some off-the-wall, bizarre comments about the evolutionary worldview versus the Christian worldview. And let me just read this quote to you before we bring Jason DeZurik in on this conversation. He said today, and I quote, "And I say to the grown-ups, if you want to deny evolution and live in your world that's completely inconsistent with everything we observe in the universe, that's fine. But don't make your kids do it because we need them. We need scientifically literate voters and taxpayers for the future. We need people that can. We need engineers that can build stuff and solve problems." So basically, if you want to believe in Jesus and in the quote-unquote myth of creation and be an evolution denier, as he calls folks with my particular worldview, that's fine. But don't subject your kids to that same mythology. Jason, I know that you've got a lot to say on this subject, and the fascinating thing about this is you used to intern for this guy back in the day. Oh, what are your thoughts on these recent remarks?
Oh, Pete, thank you so much for having me in on the program. I really appreciate it, too. And I, you know, when I first saw it, I was kind of dumbfounded. We're talking about origins here. We don't really know how everything started. We as Christians believe that God spoke it into being. We don't know how that all came to be. Because no one was there to observe it other than God. So you need to come down to, and I just really believe this, if you believe the Bible, that is great. But you need to decide, do I believe God, or am I going to believe man's way of what God is telling me how it happened? You have a choice to make. You can believe God's ways or man's ways.
So, you know, nobody was there to observe God creating the earth. There's no denying that. But what we have is we have an account that was handed down by God himself in Genesis that tells us what happened, and that's what we base our belief and faith in God, that what he says is true, so therefore we can believe that he said he created the earth, and he did it in 7 days, so we believe that, having a faith in a creator, because he told us that in his scriptures.
When I was a kid, and I was introduced into evolution when I was a seventh grader, and the teacher taught us evolution, everything, and I went to my pastor, and I asked him specifically, you know, what's going on here? They're teaching me this. The Bible teaches me something else. Now, this is a pastor talking to me. I was about 12 or 13 years old. And he said, oh, it's okay. You know, things are changing now. Science, we're beginning to learn things are a little different than what the Bible says. But that really doesn't matter. All that matters is that we believe in Jesus, is what he said. And, you know, that again, that's a young boy at 12 or 13 years old. And the reason this is such a big deal is because what that did is it logically took me down the path of, okay, if I don't believe that part, what else don't I believe?
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is, you know, if we don't believe the first thing that God told us, and God says, hey, here's how I created the earth, 7 days, then I 6 days, took a rest on the seventh day. If you don't believe that, the very first thing that God tells us that he did, then, like you were saying, what else are we to believe?
Exactly.
So that was a lie, but everything else is true. Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. I mean, it really goes against even logic. It goes against. So, you know, I have a lot of friends, literally, who are atheists, and they're like, well, you're not being logical. You need to be reasonable. And I'm like, I am. I am being logical. I am being reasonable. It comes down to, you know, we all know our faith in Jesus Christ is not just about religion, it is about a relationship with the God of the universe. And I have a relationship with Jesus, as I hope most of your listeners do. And those of you who don't know Jesus, you know, come find us. We'd love to talk to you. I'm sure down there in New Life, they'd love to talk to you too. But the truth is that we have an experience that these atheists don't have, and we need to show them the love of Christ in and through our actions. And hopefully then, in through that, they're going to see that truth with love is what really matters.
Yeah, let me go back to what Bill Nye, one of the quotes that I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, something that Bill Nye said that really disturbs me, because here I am, I'm a kid that grew up watching Bill Nye on TV, had a lot of respect for him, loved his program, think he's a funny...
It was a really fun show.
He's a funny, interesting guy. But now here I am growing up. I got two young kids of my own. I'm homeschooling. I'm teaching them young earth creationism. We're teaching them science. We're teaching them math. And now he's saying to me, somebody who grew up watching his program, that, okay, if you don't believe in the theory of evolution, and he calls me an evolution denier, which in my book takes evolution from being a theory to a fact now with that statement.
Correct.
And he says, what you're believing in, that God created the earth, is a myth, and you're in fantasy land, and now because you believe in this myth, your whole worldview becomes complicated and convoluted and doesn't make sense, and is not simplified by simply believing in evolution, which he believes simplifies the explanation for why we're here on this earth, which I'm scratching my head at that. But now he's telling me as a parent that, okay, you want to believe that? Go ahead, believe that. But don't tell your kids that, because we need them. That to me is a scary statement right there, and just shows the mindset of folks who would call us evolution deniers.
Well, you know what really blows my mind away too with it is basically, you know, just by his statement, he is saying that parents, if you will, parents, their responsibility for raising their children could quite possibly be wise if we took that away. It would be wise if we took that away, if they are teaching their kids the wrong thing. And that is not biblical at all. I'm a strong proponent and believer that God has given the children he has to the parents because he wants them to raise those kids. He's given them the responsibility. And that goes for even non-Christians. You know, I don't understand all that, but God is God. I am not. And so... you know, if they want to teach their kids something that I believe is wrong and that I see in the scriptures is definitely wrong, I'm going to love those people. I'm going to tell them the truth, and I'm going to educate them as best I can. But if they decide to go against God, that's up to them. And I guess I would just hope that they would give us, the same thing in return and say, you know what, we don't agree with you, but you can do that. The problem is they have come... That side of the argument, that side of the debate has come to their logic of, truly, now everybody's heard this statement, but it takes a village to raise a child. They really believe that. And I'm not saying I'm necessarily against that, but ultimately it is the parents' responsibility to raise their children.
Yeah, and here's something else he said in that same video that's posted on YouTube, and I had to chuckle at this at first. I know this isn't a laughing matter. It's sad that he believes this, and I certainly would pray that he would change his mind on this, but so many people have said this throughout the ages, and that is, you know, in a couple centuries, that worldview, talking about my Christian worldview, he says, I'm sure it just won't exist because there's no evidence for it. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction to that is he obviously has not really studied in a way to be open-minded. And what I mean by that is, and I'm not dissing Bill Nye at all. I really respect the guy. I do. I was an intern for a show. Really nice guy. But the thing is we've got to understand that facts are facts, but interpretation of facts are not facts. And that's what the evolutionists have done, is they have taken their interpretation of what they see as a fact, and they have made it and said in their minds, this is a fact now. Mm-hmm. Okay? I would like to tell two resources to your listeners. One is a book called The Lie, Evolution, The Lie by Ken Ham. It's an older book, but it is a really easy read. It's great for junior high and high schoolers and moms and dads out there. Really great book to just understand what we're talking about here with a worldview and what's your foundation. The other is a much thicker read, and if you're looking for some great information of where this all came from and how this is really in secular humanism, this idea of evolution, there's a book out there called In the Minds of Men. It's called In the Minds of Men, and the author is Ian Taylor, I-A-N Taylor. Mm-hmm. It basically is like a college textbook, and it is available actually online for free. He released it. If you want it in paperback, you can absolutely get it. Again, it's a thick book, though. I mean, I'm guessing at least 500 pages. But it, great information in both of those resources, and I just really encourage you to get educated. That's what this is about. If we educate ourselves, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the counsel of the Holy Spirit, we're ready to give a defense for the reasons for the hope that we have. And we do it with gentleness and respect.
We're talking with Jason Dzurek. He's the host of Worldview Warriors, which you hear on New Life Praise Monday through Friday at about 5:35 in the afternoon. I encourage you to tune in for that great feature. And Jason, you mentioned you have a book coming out and a website. Go ahead and share that information with our listeners.
Great. I really appreciate that. Yeah, our website is worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We have weekly blog posts, weekly podcasts we put out. Also, we just released a comic that we release every Monday, and it's like a superhero comic, but in Christian worldview. And then my new book will be coming out at the end of September of this year, and it is called How Being Consistent Changed Everything. And really, it's about my family's journey for sure the last 5 years, but going back to even that story I said earlier in the interview, of where my worldview was at and where it came to. And really what the book is about is reading the scripture and then absolutely doing it and not being afraid to say, okay, if this is God's word, we are actually going to really live this out and do it.
All right. We've been talking with Jason Dzurek, host of Worldview Warriors, heard Monday through Friday here on New Life Praise at about 5:35. I encourage you to tune in for more great information on this subject and other subjects. And again, check out his website as well. Thank you, Jason, for coming on the program.
Yeah, God bless. Thanks a lot.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.